Naomi Campbell begins sentence, 19th of March, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Chartreuse Zone, Iraq. Supermodel Naomi Campbell has begun her five-day tour of Iraq as punishment for throwing a live grenade at a hotel maid. Campbell, 36, arrived in high heels with M16 and M203 grenade launchers slung over her shoulder. Dozens of photographers witnessed her arrival, but a judge has allowed the model to work as an Apache attack helicopter pilot during the day and to engage in covert spec op missions at night, quote, to avoid the media scrum, unquote. Campbell pleaded guilty in January after hitting Anna Puppetitz in the back of the head with a fragmentation grenade during a row last March. Campbell was sentenced to 5 days, frontline tour in Afghanistan, which was reduced to Iraq on appeal. She was also ordered to pay medical bills for her injured housekeeper, who lost both legs and an eye in the incident. Anna was philosophical in a statement read after the trial. She said, quote, maybe those Iraqi insurgents can give Ms. Campbell a piece of her own medicine. I hope they bring her home in a box, she said graciously. Campbell is being allowed to do her battle duties in private to avoid the media scrum, which surrounded Boy George when he served alongside the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan as punishment for being a fat poof. Ironically, Boy George won the Medal of Honor during his service and is currently undergoing final selection for Delta Force. Corporal Harry Shenanigan, who has served in Iraq for 196 years, analysis of whether Naomi would survive rigors of the front line was, however, rather bleak. This morning he said, quote, once the lead starts flying, I doubt she'll last long. Last year we had Robert Downey Jr., and he had his left arm blown off within 3 hours of his arrival. Poor bastard, unquote. Campbell turned up a few minutes before her scheduled reporting time of 8 a.m. She chatted to a sergeant as he frog-marched her towards the runway, where a huge transport was waiting for her to fly with dozens of others, including, amongst others, socialite Paris Hilton, who was doing a few days as a dare off to Baghdad. Campbell ignored the waiting media, but General Peter Crankbutt of the U.S. Marines spoke to reporters outside the facility. Drooling copiously, he said, quote, she's one pretty lady, ain't she, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.